we're going to continue with our post-race media availability. We're now joined by the race-winning team, Christopher Bell, driver of the number 20 Ream Toyota, and crew chief, Jason Ratcliffe. If you have a question, please raise your hand, and we'll get you a wireless mic. We'll start here in the front.
Davey Siegel with Front Stretch. Congratulations on the win, guys. How's it feel to not have to worry about anything next week?
For me, it feels better that I don't have to stress about getting crashed or crashing, so I can be aggressive and go race and try to win. So that's the biggest thing for me. And, you know, me and Jason sat down a couple weeks ago and kind of went over our little playoff schedule here. And there's racetracks that we have on there that are circled that we can win at. And for the most part, that's all of them. But there's, you know, Richmond is definitely one that we had highlighted that, you know, we should be really good at and we can contend for a win. So to be able to win two here is really special. And the thing is about winning the first race is you got the target on your back. Everyone's working hard to get better to beat you. And, you know, that really showed. We weren't the dominant car by any means. But, you know, Jason did an excellent job of tuning on that thing and getting it right at the right time. And that was kind of the story of our day. Even qualifying, we were kind of a, I'm not going to say mid-pack car, but I think we were 5th to 10th in each round of qualifying until the last round, and then he put the magic setup on it, and we went out there and got the pole, and kind of the same deal. You know, I was right there in the hunt, and then would fall back a little bit, and when it mattered, he put the tune-up on it.
You have a question in the press box?
Yeah, Chris Knight, catchfence.com. Christopher, even though you guys got the win tonight, is there anything else that you feel like you need to do better to execute to make yourselves better through the final, upcoming rounds?
Well, we definitely weren't as fast as what we needed to be tonight. So, and that's 2 weeks in a row, Vegas and here, where we haven't been fast enough to compete for the lead all race long. But, you know, at the same point, we still won the race, and that's because my team executed. Not just me, but my pit crew did a good job of maintaining our track position. We gained a couple spots, I think, throughout the course of the night, and Jason tuned on it and made sure that we didn't set up for the long run when we had 20 laps left, and he made the thing really good at the end. So, yeah, we got to get faster, but, you know, that's track dependent, and we've got a lot of really good racetracks where we're fast at coming up.
We'll go here up front.
I'm not sure how much history you have with him, but is there kind of a cool factor to win a race that Dale Jr. also ran in and led the most laps and, you know, seemed to have the dominant car for the second half?
Yeah, it's cool. I got to race with him last year in this race, and I, you know, raced alongside of him, and I think we battled a little bit throughout the course of the race. It wasn't for the lead, but yeah, I mean, it's cool, but at the same time, whenever you strap a helmet on, you don't realize who's in the race car. They just become cars and drivers. So, you know, whenever you're out there racing, you don't think about who you're racing against.
Adam Cheek, BCU's Commonwealth Times. Christopher, how, I guess, gratifying is it to have not just the momentum of winning the first race of the playoffs and kind of coming from behind in a sense and getting your first win in about probably a month or so, but also completing the season sweep at Richmond?
Yeah, it's really cool to be able to win two races here. It's really special, and to be able to pull into victory lane with all the fans there, that was really cool. To be the first one to do it is something that, you know, you don't get to be in the history books very often. So I'm the first guy to ever pull into Richmond victory lane now, or the new one anyway. But it's really good to be able to win, and winning is racing. Racing is such a mental sport. It's, you know, I'd put a high percentage, like probably 70-80% mental, and confidence is everything. So winning gets you confidence, and now unfortunately we have to go to a road course, so that might shake it a little bit, but I think we're in a really good spot.
Next to Kelly.
Kelly Crandall, racer.com, for either one or both of you. Jason, at the beginning of the year, you told me that when it comes to you and Christopher developing your relationship, it might take a little bit of time because, not that it was awkward, but there's a gap between the two of you because you have a son his age. So how have you two gone about developing that relationship this year? Has it been through just spending time together, or, you know, learning each other's lingo? What has it been like you two you know, getting this down pat to where, you know, as the season's gone on, you guys have gotten better as it's gone on and won more races and so forth?
Well, winning races helps, you know, and that's we have something in common, and that's we enjoy racing and we enjoy winning. So that, you know, in hanging out, we make sure that, you know, we schedule time each week to talk about, hey, what did we do well the week before? What do we need to do better next week? And it's been, you know, it's obviously been a good pairing for myself and for him and the race team to go out there. And we have 5 wins now this season, and we're in a good spot. So it's, you know, I think we still have a lot of things that we can do better. But at this point, I think we're right on par with where we need to be. And we'll see. We got the first round under our belt. And like he said earlier, I think the Roval was one that, you know, there's a lot of unknowns there. And there's a lot of guys going into that one next week that are concerned. And for us to be able to go in there and not have any concerns and hopefully go in there and win it would be fun. So it's good to know that we don't have any pressure until we get to Kansas, and then it'll be back on.
Do we have any other questions? All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us. Congrats.